إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في مطلع سورة الإسراء: سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Glorified and exalted, he who took his slave for a journey by night from Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the Grand Mosque in Mecca, to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Al-Quds, around which we have blessed. Dear brothers and sisters, Madinatul Quds, the city of Quds, is one of the oldest cities in the world. It dates more than 4,500 years, 45 centuries. It is a city that saw the three religions, Judaism, Christianity, and sealed by Islam. The names of the city are many. One of the oldest names of the city is Yabus, Jubis, which is because it was inhabited by the Jebusites, Al-Yabusiyun, who in fact inhabited the city more than 4,500 years ago. Also, it is one of its names is Yerushalayim, Orshalim, Jerusalem. Also, it is named Ilia Capitolina, Ilia, Alia, and also it is called Baytul Maqdis, Al-Quds, or Al-Quds al-Sharif. Al-Quds is from holiness, and Al-Quds al-Sharif was a name given by the Ottomans, al-Sharif, but the name Al-Quds was known for the first time after it was visited by the Abbasid Caliph Al-Ma'mun in 2016 after Hijrah, who issued coins that carried the name of Quds. As just mentioned, it was inhabited by the Jebusites, Al-Yabusiyun, for 1,500 years ago. They descend from Arab tribes. It was also inhabited by the Canaanites, Al-Kan'aniyun, 2,500 years. Also, it was inhabited by the Byzantines in 330 to 636 after AD. They adopted Christianity in its distorted form, and the Queen Helena built the Church of Al-Qiyamah. It was also the Persians took over control of the city for the second time in 1614 AD, and they destroyed. You brothers, you're not allowed to talk during the khutbah, jazakum Allah khair, yeah? It was the Persians took over its control for the second time in the 7th century, the beginning of the 7th century, 1614, and Hercules took it back in 1627. Umar al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu was handed the keys of Al-Quds by the then inhabitants, the Christians, to look after it, and there was a covenant in the way it was run, and from that time Al-Quds came under the Caliphatehood and it came under the Muslims. He built, Umar al-Khattab was the first to build the masjid in front of the rock. There is a rock in the masjid that is the Qibla of the Jews at that time, but it doesn't fly in the earth, and all the myths around that rock are not substantiated. The masjid is built in front of the rock, where now is the dome of the rock, the golden one, and the masjid is in front of that. Also, that city was, if you like, rebuilt, and the masjid was renovated during the Caliph Abdul Malik ibn Marwan in 73 after Hijrah. Also, the masjid was rebuilt during Abu Ja'far al-Mansur in 154 after Hijrah. Of course, the history of the city is beyond few minutes of a khutbah, but these are just historical highlights so as we feel more attached to Al-Quds, insha'Allah ta'ala. We know that the Crusaders occupied Al-Quds in 1187, and it was freed by them after Hattin by Salah ad-Din radiyallahu anhu, and from that it was also occupied in 1967. Part of it was under the 1947-48 occupation of Palestine, but it was also totally occupied in 1967, but it continued to be under the Islamic Awqaf until recently. In the last a few years, there have been steps to remove it from its Islamic identity and to try to demolish the masjid to rebuild the temple on top of the city. These are very, very quick highlights. Al-Quds and the surrounding areas is a blessed land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many positions in Al-Quran, in many verses, for example, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we saved him, that is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Lut, to the land which we had blessed for the worlds. It is the second masjid ever built on earth. روى البخاري ومسلم والنسائي وغيرهم عن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه أنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أي مسجد وضع في الأرض أولا؟ قال المسجد الحرام. قال قلت ثم أي؟ قال المسجد الأقصى. قلت كم كان بينهما؟ قال 40 سنة. ثم أينما أدركت الصلاة بعد فصل فإن الفضل فيه. وفي البخاري ومسلم لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد: المسجد الحرام ومسجدي هذا والمسجد الأقصى. Hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari, Muslim, and Al-Nasa'i. Abu Dharr radiyallahu anh is asking Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which masjid was built first? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it was Al-Masjid Al-Haram. where Al-Kaaba is. And then Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu asked another question, and then which after that, he said Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. He said that is the beginning of, not during Umar Khattab, that was at the beginning of time, Al-Masjid Al-Haram was built, and then Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa was built afterwards. And then he asked Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu about the timing between the two establishment or the two mosques. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 40 years. So between Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and Al-Masjid Al-Haram, 40 years in time. And then he said, then wherever you pray outside these two places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you thawab. So these places have certain status. And in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, that there are no mosques that you should really travel to purposely. Say that, you know, mashallah, this mosque is good mosque, I will travel to that mosque. No mosque has got more status or virtue above any other mosque apart from the three mosques. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Al-Quds, wa Masjidi Hada, and the Masjid of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a hadith Hassan which indicates that if you pray in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, you leave it like the day you were born, and this is Hassan. Other hadiths talk about the multiplication of thawab in various places, 100,000 times in Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the Grand Mosque in Mecca, 1,000 times in the Masjid of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are evidence that the thawab in Al-Aqsa is 500 times. I once had a discussion with Sheikh Dr. Umar Al-Ashqar rahimahullah, my teacher, my sheikh, and he said the evidence says that it is most likely to go at 250. I have not myself checked that. Also, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, and which were in Al-Quds, was the Qibla of the Muslims at the beginning of time for 16 or 17 months, until it was abolished and it was turned to Al-Masjid Al-Haram, and that is mentioned in Al-Baqarah, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Then we have certainly seen the turning of your face towards the heavens, and we will surely turn you to a Qibla which you shall be pleased with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned the Muslims from Al-Masjid Al-Haram, from Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa to Al-Masjid Al-Haram as the Qibla, and that was abolished. Also, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa has a specific virtue, and it's the ayah that I mentioned at the beginning of the khutbah, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. At the beginning of Surah Al-Isra, please read Surah Al-Isra, read the first a few pages, at least the first page, and read the last a few آيات, and see what it says and what the Mufassirun in the past and present say about it. So the Prophet ﷺ was taken in a journey by night to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And there, Muhammad ﷺ led the prophets in a prayer in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And that is in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Also, there are so many hadiths that talk about the virtues of the place and the virtues of the surrounding place, particularly the area of Sham, which is bordering from the Euphrates until the Rafah Strait, if you like, and from Turkey to the northern parts of the Arabian peninsula. So even parts of Iraq is Sham. And this area is blessed, and there are hadith, consequential hadiths, mutawatira, that talks about the very many virtues of that area, and that a group will be victorious in that area no matter what the people do, no matter which direction they head, this group will be guided and they will be victorious. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. Why talking about Al-Quds in Ramadan? First of all, we need to remind ourselves of a land that has been confiscated from the Muslims, occupied since the 1940s, 47, 48, which was preceded by encouragement of immigration into the place, and now today we're seeing the onslaught on our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Al-Quds, dear brothers and sisters, is only one part of the picture. The full picture is the whole of Palestine. It's an Islamic awqaf. It is part of the Islamic Ummah. It is part and partial and parcel of the whole Ummah that cannot be given away to any other party. Now we have Gaza Strip, we have the problem of Al-Quds, we have the West Bank, we have the wall of apartheid, we have Palestinians living in the green line in 1948 under the Israelis, we have Palestinians living in West Bank and Gaza, we have Palestinians living across the world. So the problem is dissected into so many issues and problems so as it can be forgotten. But alhamdulillah, such incidents as we have seen in the last 18 days remind us of Al-Quds, remind us of Palestine, remind us that this is an Islamic land, cannot be given away to any party claiming any historical or any claims to that place. We need to support our brothers and sisters in Palestine in general. Today, I have, since 3 weeks in the second khutbah, I have mentioned that maybe different khutbahs, but at least I was mentioning, and every time I need to update the casualties. Casualties stand at 820, that is 2 hours ago, dead. At least 50% are women and children. At least 180 something children dead, bombarded by rockets, etc. Injuries, excess of 5,000. And when you say injuries, it is not that someone tripped and fall and injured themselves, or someone who was playing football and strained their knee or foot. Injuries from shrapnels and bullets and that can lead to amputation of limbs. It can lead to paralysis. It can lead to blindness. It can lead to disability for the rest of the life of that person. So these are the casualties, the targets, the bank of targets were varied between homes of people living inside the home, hit by rockets, and so far it averages about an airstrike every 4 minutes, not counting the onslaught by tanks and artilleries and other things. hundreds of homes completely destroyed with people inside, thousands partially destroyed, mosques more than 50 destroyed, more than 7 hospitals attacked, some completely destroyed, some partially. Schools, the last one was the UNRWA school where people were seeking refuge in that, and the Red Cross brought them there for protection to find themselves under fire and for people to lose even more lives. So nothing is sacred, not a mosque, not a hospital, not a home, nothing. Civilians are targeted. The greater majority of these are people, civilians, who are living in peace before that attack happened. Why it happened? I wouldn't say because on the 12th of June, 3 soldiers were kidnapped and murdered or killed. No one claimed that. Usually, if it is done by any of the, if you like, the groups, resistance groups, they will declare it. No one declared that. Then the occupying state, the Zionist occupying state, started arresting people in Hebron, West Bank, and in Al-Quds. A boy was kidnapped, Abu Khdir, Muhammad Abu Khdir. Petrol was thrown into his inside and he was let from inside. No one talked about that. And then they decided to go to Gaza to kill more of these people who have been under siege since the 2006. So Gaza is under attack, not today. There was 3 wars. This is the third war, 2008, 2009, 2012, and today is 2014. But before that, and continuously from 2006 until today, it is under siege. And siege is considered to be occupation and considered to be military attack on people. These people do not have even the basic necessities of medication, proper food, proper networks. They cannot even import cement to rebuild their homes. Dear brothers and sisters, we need to support our brothers and sisters in Ramadan. It's not just about me fasting, alhamdulillah. I have a roof on over my head. I have food. Sometimes you are spoiled with choice. You have 2-3 invitations. You have to turn down 2 and go to the third one. Alhamdulillah, we are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us peace and tranquility and rizq in this and in other places, inshallah. Nevertheless, lest we forget Palestine, lest we forget our Muslims, Muslim brothers in Gaza in particular, and in Palestine in general. And I have talked about Al-Aqsa. Today, Al-Aqsa is also under attack. The attack is continuous. They allow people over 50 to go there. Beyond 50, you are not allowed to go. So if I look at this group, maybe a few of us, myself maybe, and you know, some of us, we should not declare our ages. Maybe 5, 6 can go. The rest you cannot go because you are too young. You are too dangerous to go and pray in that place. We need, so what do we do? As oftentimes we, of course, there is resistance. On the other hand, that is really biting into the economy of Israel. It's biting into its reputation, being a country that kills innocent people, genocide, war crimes, crimes against humanity. All of that is talked about in the media, in the West and the East, and across the world. Reputation is lost. Economy is bad. Peace is not there. But nevertheless, we need to support in a sense that we need to understand the situation in Palestine. We need to look into the history. If you are waiting for a khutbah to teach you about Palestine, you may wait another 12 months or 8 months, Allahu A'lam. And also, how much can a khutbah say? The khutbahs, dear brothers and sisters, just a reminder. And then you should, as Islamic society, as societies looking after groups, etc., maybe invite speakers to talk and enlighten the Muslims what happened in the past, who did what, and what is our stance today. So you need really to, we need to educate ourselves to know more about Palestine and tell the others and take the right stance. You shouldn't be in the middle. Definitely you shouldn't be on the other side, like unfortunately we can see some regimes are on the other side. We should pray for our brothers and sisters sincerely. This is Ramadan, this is the last 10 days, or maybe last 3 or so nights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and you. We need to financially support our brothers and sisters. There are organizations such as Islamic Relief and Interpal that can help. So you need really to be generous on that. Ya Quds, in dhalla al-ibad sabilahum wa tafarraqu fi dhulmatin wa dhababi faghadan yahubbu ala rubu'iki fityatun wajadu al-huda fi sunnatin wa kitabi rakhusat ala darb al-fida arwahuhum yarjuna 'inda Allahi husna thawabi ويعود للإسلام كامل أرضه وسناه يعلو فوق كل شهاب ولقد سبقت كلمتنا لعبادنا المرسلين أنهم لهم المنصورون وإن جندنا لهم الغالبون. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وتقبل قيامنا وتقبل زكاتنا. اللهم تقبل دعاءنا. اللهم تقبل عبادتنا وذكرنا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاخصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة، وانصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم انصر إخواننا نصرا عزيزا مؤزرا. اللهم أعطهم الصبر يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلهم من الصابرين المرابطين. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم. اللهم ارحم موتاهم وداوي جرحاهم. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اقسم الظالمين. اللهم اقسم المعتدين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احقن دماء المسلمين. اللهم احقن دماء المسلمين في فلسطين وفي الشام وفي العراق وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم هيئ لهذه الأمة أمرا رشدا. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم الفضيل ذنبا إلا غفرته. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دعاء إلا استجبت له، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته، ولا تائبا إلا قبلت توبته يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.